For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The U.S. now estimates the area under poppy cultivation in Afghanistan more than tripled in the last year. The 2005 crop is expected to be worth about $7 billion, up from $2.2 billion in 2004. The State Department is asking Congress for a new Afghan anti-drug package, which includes $150 million for aerial eradication, set to begin in March. Manual eradication has already begun in Afghanistan, prompting local unease. On Thursday, two Afghan farmers opened fire on a government eradication squad, killing one soldier. Both farmers were also killed. Reports indicate that some farmers, whose livelihoods have now been destroyed, are using their daughters to pay off their debts to regional opium lords. In one instance, a 10-year-old girl was used to pay off a seed debt of about $1,000. The average life expectancy in Afghanistan is now about 43 years, and the average income is only $180 annually. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Now comes this story from the European Anti-Prohibition League. The document urges the European Council not to approve the new drug plan without first considering the results of past policies, including cost-benefit analysis. It also calls on the European Union to base its drug policies on scientific data and studies, to give priority to the health of people that use illicit substances, to support substitution therapies, particularly in prison, to promote alternative measures to incarceration for consumption of illicit substances, to carry out a scientific study on the costs and benefits of current policies on narcotics, including cannabis and its therapeutic potentials, distribution of heroin under medical control for therapeutic purposes, the cost of prohibitionist policies, the impact on third world producing countries, to support the production of opiates for medical and scientific ends, and to launch pilot projects to industrialize derivatives of cannabis and the coca leaf. It was the first time that the European Parliament voiced its concerns on current drug policies in such a clear and precise manner. Now it is up to the Commission and to Commissioner Frattini to take into account the political views expressed, defining the new European strategy on drugs. 3,500 people butchered each year in Colombia in the name of the drug war. 10-year-old girls traded for drug debts in Afghanistan. 1.6 million Americans arrested every year. This drug war is quite a success. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.